Hi. I want to talk about how we may be feeling in the current situation, and to explain that we can choose how we react at this time. Now, science shows us that mindfulness can help us to significantly reduce our anxiety and our stress. The aim of mindfulness is to make us more aware of our thoughts, emotions, and reactions in an objective way, so that we can make an appropriate choice in how we react, so that we can consciously make this choice. We can imagine our thoughts and emotions as a river, rushing through a stretch of rapids. And we may find ourselves being tossed around and pulled under or hitting rocks. Yet mindfulness is like being able to stand on the riverbank and watch the currents and eddies within the river, without becoming overwhelmed or starting to panic. But first, let's focus our minds and set aside any worries or fears that we may be holding on to. First, make sure your posture is right. Sit straight and keep your head straight, yet keep your shoulders relaxed. Let's focus our attention on our breathing. Notice how the air travels in through your nose and how your chest expands when you're breathing in. And notice how it relaxes when you breathe out. There is no need to control your breath or to modify it. Simply witness it as it naturally occurs. Breathing in and breathing out, allowing yourself to be present in this moment. And sooner or later, often sooner, you will find yourself distracted. Maybe you get distracted by thoughts, or sounds, or sensations within your body. That's fine. That's just how your mind works. You can always turn your attention back to the breath and let go of any distractions. Breathing in, relaxation. Breathing out, all tension. Breathing in, relaxation. Breathing out, all tension. So where is your attention now? Is it still focused on the breathing? Or is it elsewhere? And even if you find yourself being distracted many times, remind yourself that you are always the one who can turn your attention back. You have the power to do that. You can decide to focus on your breath. Breathing in, relaxation. Breathing out, all tension. Breathing in, relaxation. Breathing out, all tension. Recent global events may have caused us all to feel that life is more uncertain than we had previously imagined. And we may be worried about what may happen to ourselves, our loved ones, and our friends. Now, at this time, we all may be asked to make significant adjustments to our lives and to put things on hold and accept that, for a while, arrangements may have to change. So right now, things may be uncertain. And it is true that we do not know how long it will take for this situation to pass. So be patient. Things will become clearer. We are all facing these uncertainties together. For some, the situation may cause us to worry or to become anxious. Yet this is a normal reaction when there are so many unknowns, or when we sense that our well-being may be threatened. Many people will be facing the same situation and experiencing these same emotions. So, to avoid becoming overwhelmed by our anxieties, it will help if we can feel more grounded and to find acceptance for life's uncertainties. Even just for now, this minute, or hour, or for this day. The situation is changing, and so things will not always be this way. Let's think for a moment or two about our emotions. You see, our emotions have evolved to protect us, so that when we're in danger, our emotions cause us to respond quickly, to keep us from harm, to run, or to protect ourselves. So, almost all of us will feel strong emotions when we feel that something is a threat, when we don't understand what's happening. However, sometimes, our emotions can overwhelm us, even though there is no immediate action for us to take, so that we become even more anxious or afraid. Yet we know that by strengthening our mindful practice, we can choose the necessary action or behavior required, so that we make a more appropriate response to a mistaken fight, flight, freeze, or fawn emotion. And we can acknowledge what we are feeling, accepting that this feeling has arrived, and we can settle ourselves down while we wait for the feeling to dilute, exploring compassionately and non-judgmentally while this moment passes. This is how we can let our thinking brain guide us through our situation. Our thinking brain can say, I need not be overwhelmed by my emotions. I am able to pause, to take stock, to set aside intractable issues, such as thoughts of unresolvable situations, or of anxieties about the future, as these are not helping me right now. I can show myself self-compassion and understanding, saying, this is my experience. This is my experience, yet it won't always be so. All these actions are available to us. When so much is uncertain, then mindfully living in the present is a choice that you can make. A choice that can truly influence things in the most positive of ways. You can influence your body and your mind through the quality of your thoughts. If you can learn to find self-compassion and an awareness of the present moment, then you can elect to focus on positive and realistic outcomes. You can find out more at wrezl.com. That's RESL.com. Wrezl is a smartphone app that uses mindfulness-based cognitive therapy to build your resilience. For a free Wrezl app, then please email free@wrezl.com. Be mindful. Take care.